Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. So for the last month,
yep,
I've been convinced that we've been burgled.
Ooh.
That our house has been robbed.
Oh, jamboree.
And I didn't want to tell my husband about it.
Oh, why not?
Well, my birthday's in January, and leading up to my birthday, my husband said, you know, what do you want for your birthday? And I said, oh, don't worry about it. Don't get me anything. Although I would like a really nice pair of earrings.
Ah, that old thing.
So he's like, okay, I'll get you some earrings if you want them. Yeah, I'd really like a nice pair of earrings. And, you know, beautiful earrings, and I'll wear them every day. I'd just like some nice bling. So my husband, he delivered. And when he gave me the gift, and the earrings are beautiful, by the way, he said, look after them because they're expensive. Aside from your engagement ring, it's the most expensive piece of jewellery bought you. And I was
he went all out.
He went all out. And they're amazing.
Diamonds?
Yes, diamonds. They're beautiful earrings. And I'm like, I'll wear these every day. Yeah. I love them. Yeah. You've done so well. Tick, tick, tick for you, hubby. And so I did wear them every day.
Okay.
Except when I was packing to go to New Zealand in April, I was like, where's my earrings? I can't find them.
Oh.
And there was two spots that I usually kept them. So I checked in the jar in the bathroom. Yeah. They weren't there. Checked in the bedroom. They weren't there. And I'm
you checked your ears?
Checked my ears. They're not there. And I'm like, what the heck? So then I had to, because I didn't want to tell my husband that I'd lost my earrings in like 3 months. So I had to like secretly try and look through the entire house. So I started off going through all my handbags, couldn't find them. Then I went through all Arwen, the four-year-old's handbags, because she's a kleptomaniac and she steals stuff.
Yeah.
Not there. I've gone under the bed. I went through all the drawers. I went through that, you know, the mystery drawer in the kitchen. I thought maybe I'd put them. I couldn't find them anywhere. And then I was convinced somebody's broken in the house and stolen them.
Did you call the police?
Well, no, because I had no proof. I was like, they're gone. They're gone. Wow. The places that I would put them, they're not there. Somebody's flogged my earrings. They saw them and thought, they're expensive-looking earrings.
That's
taken them.
That is
and
terrible.
I, like, turned the house upside down. I even went through the vacuum bag to see if they'd accidentally been sucked up while we vacuumed. They were nowhere to be seen. And so last week I had to confess. And I said to Milko, so there's something I need to tell you.
Jeez. Oh,
I've lost my earrings.
Oh.
And he was like, you're kidding me, aren't you? What, you've had them for like 2 months and you've lost them? And I said, no, but I don't think I actually lost them. Let me rephrase that. Somebody stole my earrings.
There's been a robbery.
There's been a robbery. Somebody's stolen them because I have looked everywhere and they are nowhere to be found.
Yep.
And he was like, have you tried here? Have you tried there? I said, I can't find them. They're gone. Maybe we need to go to cash converters and find them because somebody's pawned them. We need to buy them back that way. That's Sunday, terrible. I was at my nephew's first birthday and my cousin Lisa comes up to me with a little sandwich bag. She goes, here's your earrings. And I'm like, what? And Milko said, what, you found her earrings? She's like, what do you mean? I didn't find her earrings. She left them at my house. And I was like, oh, yeah. And she goes, Jade, I even shot a video to show you I had your earrings that I put them in a plastic bag and they were on the shelf at my house and I was going to bring them back to you. And I was like, all right, yeah, you did. Okay, cool. Cancel the police report. Nobody's broken into the house. My earrings were never lost.
You know what?
Crisis averted.
I don't think any of us believe they were lost or robbed. We know your history. You have a history, all right? This is it. Jade Tonta.
I know. So now I think I need to download the Luminosity app or play some Sudoku or something because my memory has gone.
You're gone. Jeez. That is scandalous.
But the good news
You didn't actually put out any police report.
That's right. The earrings haven't been stolen. No one's been falsely accused. And my house has never looked so clean.
You named a couple of people off air. Do you want me to start naming them now?
No, do not.
You did. You were telling me about this. So the first person
because they listen to the show.
Oh.
And I don't want them to think that
I've got
a
list of five close friends that you thought.
Mama Jude, I love you.
All right, sorry. I'll say no more.
Abort.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
That's right. The election might be over, but who cares about that anyway?
Yeah,
what
absolutely.
We care about is Neighbours. The street is closing down after almost 40 years.
I know.
And all the stars are returning. Kylie, Jason, Nat Bass,
everyone.
Danny McPherson. Everyone except for Damien Leith. Because
even all the extras. All the extras are getting the call-ups. You know, people who only had bit parts that were killed off, they're coming back.
Someone who was just drinking coffee in the diner.
They're coming back. Yeah, they got a call.
Dave, I feel like that maybe that they've got the wrong email account for you or something. Whatever the cause, we are going to get you back on Ramsey Street. We've got a petition. You can sign it at wavefm.com.au. And somebody who knows all about Ramsey Street, who I reckon might have a little bit of pull, is, of course, Terry. Now, Terry runs the official Neighbours Tour. Good morning, Tezza. Right.
Yes, good morning, ladies and gents. How are we today?
Good. We're not too bad. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your Neighbours Tours. What motivated you to get people in a bus and take them down Ramsey Street?
Well, look, you'd be absolutely amazed just how excited some people get about going to Ramsey Street. It's we don't on our bus actually have an onboard toilet, but we probably should because there are some people who are literally about to pee themselves as we drive through the gates.
Wow. All right.
You know, We politely or as politely as we can refer to these people as neighbours nutters because I can assure you some of the correspondence we get from people who are keen to go to Ramsey Street is absolutely crazy right out there. It does take all types.
Wow. See, isn't that amazing? Because I was about to say, like, you're driving down the street in the cul-de-sac and then you turn around and drive back. Mustn't be very exciting, but clearly it's Ramsey Street and the diehard fans love it.
Oh, my word, they love it. Yeah, look, and the drive there and the drive back from Melbourne's about a half an hour, I suppose. And, yes, you know, our tour guides certainly don't allow that journey to be a boring one. You know, there's a bit of music, some of which I just heard playing in the background there, a bit of old Barry Crocker. But, you know, there's also quite a few Neighbours stars over the years that have released their own tracks. So a few of those might make the air during the course of the journey, and a bit of a sing-along happens on occasion as well. So definitely not a boring trip.
Is Damien Leith on the playlist?
Oh, look, you know, we might sneak him in somewhere, at some point. He certainly somehow didn't come to mind when we put that list together. Sorry, Damo.
Look, I mean, these things happen. It's an oversight. But now, Terry, let's get straight to the point here. In your tours at the moment, have you heard any sort of whispers about people wanting me back on the show? Because I did do a cameo a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I sung 22 Steps. I was in Charlie's Bar. Steph was there.
That's right. I mean, are the campaign signs like up leading into Ramsey Street?
Look, I mentioned to you that we hear some pretty crazy things, and at times we tend to tune out just a little bit, so I'm sure that someone has mentioned it, but it's just, you know, been one of those moments where we're rolling our eyes and sort of tuning out, maybe holding the phone away from our ears. So it's got to have come up.
Yeah.
I mean, you would imagine, why would they leave me off the list? That's what I want to know. I mean, like we said, extras are getting call-ups at the moment.
Like, I feel like, they've sent it to the wrong email and they think you're not interested. Yeah. So, Terry, do you know when filming's going to wrap up for this final Neighbours?
Well, the word on the street is that the final day of filming is the 10th of June. So, not far away, Damo. You'd better get your manager onto them and shuffle down to Melbourne as soon as you possibly can time is a ticking.
Tezza, can you put in a good word? Can you go tap someone on the shoulder and go, oi, got to get my mate Damo back on the street?
Yeah, look, I dare say there's a possibility that I might turn around and go, who? But, if you send me a signed photo, Damo, I'll be happy to wave it in their face.
Well, we can go a step better, Tez, because Damo's actually done some auditions to video. I have the audio. Remember that classic, that famous slap scene?
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
Like, it's a massive...
Unforgettable. Could we reprise that? Damo, would you be up for a bit of, Will Smith, Chris Rock action?
Yeah. It's in that ballpark, Tez.
Topical.
Hey, listen close. Here's Damo recreating that magical, unforgettable moment.
I trusted you. I believe every single word that you said.
Terry, what do you think? That's his audition. We're sending it off to producers. What do you reckon?
That sounds a lot like what we're getting from some of our Neighbours fans when they hear that things are closing down. Actually,
it's
bad as that. We've actually got one person calling us pretty much daily from Queensland, telling us how upset she is and asking us to stop the end of Neighbours from happening. And we're explaining to her through the tears that it's not really in our power. It's the tour operator, but Some people, as I say, get pretty emotional.
Yeah, we need to get that person's phone number get them also to
petition
for me.
I feel like she'll chain herself to the Ramsey Street sign.
Yeah, I think she will. Yeah.
All right, Terry, look, really appreciate it, mate. And if you're okay, I'll send the link to the petition to you, and you can get people on the tours to sign the audition and, sign that petition in the next couple of days on the tours. That'd be cool. You up for that?
Very happy to. We'll pass around with a pen and just hope that when it comes back, it doesn't appear that the pen's ink's run out or something like that.
Listen,
we're right behind you, Domo, so we hope to see you there.
All right, Terry,
I will see you there.
Neighbours fans, you have got to check out the website and go on these tours. neighbourstour.com.au. Say good day to Voltaire's for us.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damien and Jade's topic train.
Okay, topic train is here. A few of the stories kicking around that Winksy's kind of kicked the curb from the Wave FM newsroom, but we thought we could have a bit of a look at these closely. This one probably does come with a bit of a parental warning this morning, but a zookeeper in Jamaica has had his finger ripped off by a lion in front of terrified onlookers after he put his hand in the animal cage. This is legit. This is it. Full on.
The finger's off.
So he kind of stuck the finger in the first time and got away with it and thought, I'll have another crack and then ouch.
That's rule number one. Don't you teach your kids not to put your fingers in the cage?
Yeah.
You don't put your fingers anywhere. Yeah. I mean, that's the rules, without permission.
Keep your fingers to yourself.
that's how it works. Yeah, even lions are just not interested in that thing.
That guy wins. So you guys are playing for second place right now. Uh-huh. Your worst animal attack.
Well, I mentioned before that my rabbit weed all over my face one time.
Yeah, yeah.
But there has been other incidents in my whole family. It must run in the family because we went visiting friends of ours who've got a farm. And the first time we ever went there, they had a pig. And the pig bit Kiki on the arm. Kiki just gave her a full arm bite.
Nasty.
And then we went from the pig enclosure down to the grounds, whatever. And Eileen starts screaming. A big bull ant had crawled right up her leg underneath her trousers and bit her, like right at the top of her leg.
God, the Leaf family, you're not good with nature.
That's it. So, but actually, we've gone there ever since. So there you go. It just encourages. Just keep on coming back.
Yeah, yeah, right. You know Steve Irwin.
All right. Beat that, Jade.
Oh, right. I remember once jumping in the trampoline in the back street at Jamboree, Larry Street, and this magpie was coming and attacking us and just swooping in and attacking my brother and I.
Oh, that's actually
And you just sick. When you're a kid, you just scream. You don't think to get off the trampoline. So we were just on the back trampoline screaming our heads off till Mama Jude came out with a broom. Saved us.
Well, she hit you or did she hit the bird?
I think she tried to hit the magpie, but collateral damage.
Stop teasing that magpie.
Yeah, that's right. That's
it. Look, this story could easily come with a parental warning as well, a mum of three has revealed why her family has stopped using toilet paper. And this is like 3 years ago they stopped. Amber Allen, along with her husband Joseph and their three kids, decided that it was an unnecessary expense.
What, do they not poo anymore? is that why? They're like, well, we don't do anything, so it's fine.
No more all brand for you guys, all right?
Oh, wow. Here's the family here.
So straight up, we have used cloth instead of toilet paper for the past 3 years now.
Cloth?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Look, they saved close on $2,000, they believe.
Really?
In that 3 year period.
Who's going to clean the poo cloth, though? Like, I wouldn't want the job washing it.
Well, their go to at the moment is heading to secondhand shops, Salvos, St. Vinny's, that kind of thing, and buying old secondhand baby blankets because they're made out of flannel. So they kind of use that.
Get a hose or something,
Like a bidet.
Yeah,
We're talking about bidets the other day.
All joking aside, just.
Because I'd say, someone's got to deal with the cloth.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't want that job. As a mum, I'd be like, nah.
You guys love your three-ply, I know, and we all do. But tell us about the time you had to improvise at home.
Oh, God. My whole life's improvisation. We've had to improvise out and about more than anything. When the kids have an accident and you're like going, oh, we didn't bring any clothes. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Yeah, so we've had kids wear towels home. Yeah. We've had kids. Most recently, the baby Henry was in my husband's flannelette shirt. So he's only one because he had a punami and there were no other clothes. Yeah. So, yeah, we're improvising everywhere. Everyone shares everyone's clothing.
It's the nature of being a parent.
It really is.
It goes hand in hand.
What about you, Damo? Have you ever been caught unawares?
I was at a friend's house one time at a party, a function, and I used the bathroom. Yeah. And when I went in there, discovered there was no toilet paper. Yeah. All right? So, which is their fault. Bad host.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
The bad host.
So what did you do?
Well, they had some white towels.
You didn't.
Well, what else could I do?
I don't know, like, did they have a roll? Sometimes you could just use the roll. If you roll it around a little bit, it kind of catches the...
Nah, come on.
No? So you used their towel. And then what did you do?
I put the towel in the bin. The bin had a plastic bag in it, so I tied it all up and sealed it. And that was the end of it.
So you wiped your bum on their towel.
Well, look, no one ever knows because it was a full house and I haven't revealed who they are. Could have been anyone. All that they would have discovered was they were missing a towel. That's all.
Where's
that
Sheridan towels?
Hey, it was their fault, by the way.
Damien!
Not
coming over to my house for dinner.
That is our topic train this morning.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. It's Jade and Damien's Mind Bender.
Mind Bender!
Oh, yeah. Rob Thomas.
Okay, our Mind Bender is here and our phone lines are open, Illawarra. 4275-1965. First person to sort this Mind Bender out this morning will score cool little $100, all right?
Yeah.
All right, $100 that Jay has secured from the prize cupboard. Yeah. So, Safina, you were just checking out the website.
Jewelry on there, it's
full
amazing.
Of the gear, full
jewelry.
Of the gear.
Jewelry, all right. There's even some jade earrings on there called Jade.
Oh, yeah.
$49.95.
All right. Oh, come play Illawarra. 4275-1965. You guys good to go?
Okay, yep. Ready.
All right, here we go. Feel free, Illawarra, jump in anytime if you can solve this Mind Bender. 14 of the kids in the class are girls.
Oh, okay.
8 of the kids wear blue shirts.
Okay.
2 of the kids are neither girls or wear a blue shirt.
Oh, okay.
If 5 of the kids are girls who wear the blue shirts, how many kids are in the class?
Controversial.
Oh, right. So 14 girls are in the class.
I'll scoot through it again for you. 14 of the kids in the class are girls.
Jay's making notes here.
Are
you allowed to make notes?
Yeah, I have to because I've got a memory like a sieve. Yep.
8 of the kids are wearing blue shirts.
Yeah.
Okay, 8 of them are wearing blue.
2 of the kids are neither girls or wear a blue shirt. If 5 of the kids are girls who wear blue shirts, how many kids are in the class? 4275-1965. If you're playing along at home, we've got a $100 voucher here for you.
I think I know it.
So okay, it's all excited over here.
Well, I just did the math.
Okay. You did the
and
math.
I hope I got it right.
All right, Rebecca of Canna Hooker, good morning to you. Can you sort out this Mind Bender for us?
I'm thinking maybe it's 19.
That's what I was thinking.
What made you think that?
14 girls. 3 of them wearing a blue shirt. Plus the 2 that are not girls.
Okay.
Gives me 19.
Jade, where did you get with this one?
I thought 24.
You thought 24?
Yeah.
Rebecca, I thought 19. I have to say, are we right?
19 is the winner.
Whoa! Good on you, Beck. Beck's driving a car and she got it in her head. I'm writing this down and I still stuffed
you wrote
it up.
No, she took out a calculator. Hey,
Beck, you're going shopping.
I have to admit, when you asked me how I worked it out, I started to freak out.
Look, even if you fluked it, who cares? You got a $100 voucher to Zaffino to go online shopping. Get yourself some bling.
Yeah, check out their website and immerse in the essence of style with Zaffino.
Thank you so much.
All right, just hang on a sec there. We'll get all your details. There we go. That is is the mind bender to get get the grey matter working?
Well,
and
I don't know how
I
come out
Tuesday.
With 24.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Now, I got a couple of weird stories for you. As you know, I like the weird stories.
You're a weirdo.
And they don't get across the line as much as I'd like them to. One story straight out of Stonehenge in the United Kingdom. All right. People have done the research.
Yeah.
They've found fragments of poo that go back 2500 BC. You gotta ask yourself, when you wake up one morning and you discover that your job is actually the person to analyze fossilized poo to discover what people were eating 2500 years ago.
It's a crap job.
It's a crap job, isn't it? It is a crap job. Anyway, apparently, back in the day, they found five pieces of fossilized poo. Four of them belonged to dogs. One of them was a human.
Oh, see, dog poo's even worse.
Well,
it still smelt.
I'm sure it smelt. But if you think about it, they had to go through this. Not only did they have to determine what was in the poo, but also who actually owned it. That was Fido. That was. But apparently back in the day, we survived on uncooked lungs and liver.
Nice. Ooh. Awful. Raw awful.
That is awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ugh. Raw awful. Ugh. That's what they're eating.
All
you
paleo dieters.
There you go.
Dinner.
All over it. I'm pleased to say that story is,
I'm pleased to say that we invented fire after that. We cooked our food.
We start cooking it, yeah. Exactly. Okay. Now, in Zambia, you might have heard of all these banks that are getting cyber attacked.
Oh, yeah.
Ransom and all the rest. So what they do is they lock down all their computers so that you can't access the money.
Yeah.
And then they ask for ransom.
So they ask for said money.
Yeah. They do. That's exactly what they do. Well, it happened over there, but the Bank of Zambia actually figured out a way of actually working around it. So what they did was they sent pictures of penises back to the would-be ransomers.
Dick pics.
Dick pics.
Well, what was that meant to do?
I said, suck on this, sugar. I'm not joking. This is an official. This is a government bank.
This is how you get hackers, hey? You make them feel inadequate.
This is like the Commonwealth Bank sending a dick pic out to ransom people. You know, like it's unheard of. But apparently,
it works.
Know, yeah. The whole question is, who actually decided? Hey, you can take a picture of mine.
Yeah, that's right. Who put their head up? So that again, another job you don't want.
Yeah, that's it.
But those guys in Zambia, aren't they known for having a small email account? I don't know.
Well, Zambians? Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Look, we don't know. We don't know. Let's not get into the fine details of that. Now, the story that definitely has caught everybody's attention, it's a story that stems back from last year from a lady called Ann G. Yen.
Yes.
Angie Yen.
Yeah.
Angie Yen. Yeah. Angie Yen is the dentist from Queensland who woke up one day speaking with an Irish accent.
What? And all of a sudden I was talking in an Irish accent. And I thought initially that was just something I was just hearing, that this can't be real. And now I can't shake it. I just did a job interview in an Irish accent when I've never been to Ireland. It's totally not normal, and I'm on my way to the hospital, and I'll keep you posted. Send help.
Send help. What is someone going to do? Oh, I'll save you.
Send a whole bunch of Irish people so she doesn't feel alone.
You're Irish, though. Is that a good Irish accent, though? I feel like... I didn't think it was that great.
It kind of comes and goes. Now, look, I have to say, the story started back in 2021. I thought, this is a load of crap. this is just absolute rubbish.
Clickbait.
Yeah. 1 year later, she's made news again because she still is Irish.
How weird.
It's called FAS, Foreign Accent Syndrome.
And, that'd be pretty cool, though.
What would you like to be?
Oh, I think I would like to be French. It's very sexy. Mm. No. My God, I'm an Asian. I can't even do it.
You were kind of Asian. It's very sexy. You went a little bit Scottish in the air.
If they got a term for someone who does multiple accents in one sentence, I can't even say the word accent. Maybe I need to start with English.
They got someone who could actually put on an accent. There you go. That's your weird story for today.
Thanks,
to say is, half your luck, if you wake up with an Irish accent, you're doing all right.
Really?
Yeah, huh? Yeah.
You rate your accent, do you? Do you think you're very sexy?
I think it's probably the most sexiest accent in the world.
Really?
Sometimes I hear myself back when we play our best ofs in the morning, and I go, well, that guy's...
He's gorgeous. Yeah, he sounds good looking.
He's gorgeous.
That's false advertising, that accent.
he sounds good looking. Unfortunately, he's not.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I changed yesterday. Something drastic happened to me in my life. Have you noticed?
No. Look at me, Jade.
I'm looking at you.
Look at me.
I'm looking at you. What changed? Besides the fact you're wearing a hat.
I spent a bit of time with the girls in the house, Eileen and Kiki, yeah. And they looked at me and they looked at me quite intently and they said, you need your unibrow removed.
Man, I feel like a woman.
I didn't know I had a unibrow. I didn't know about this whole unibrow business.
I thought they were on trend. That's why you had one.
No. Oh. How come no one here told me I had a unibrow?
I was going to start
calling you Bert. They got in there with the tweezers. Actually,
did they do a little bit of like shaving too? Like they did like a shaver? Bit. So they did some manscaping.
They did a bit of manscaping, but it was quite sore actually, got to be honest, because one of them went in with a little bit of tweezers. The other one went in with their hands. Just ripped it out straight, and accidentally pulled one from the actual full eyebrow. You know, like a full big long fella, like a John Howard, straight from my face.
How's it? What is it with those eyebrows? Like you go to bed one day and you wake up the next day and you've got like a 2 foot long hair sticking out of your brow.
Dumb question. Unibrow, is that like a monobrow?
Yeah, that's monobrow. Yeah. Just one. It's a Bert, like you know Bert Nerdy.
Yeah, Bert brow.
Yeah. Just one big thick thing going across it, like a caterpillar on
you. Yeah, you know what the worst part was? They loved it.
Oh, yeah.
The two of them loved just pulling this stuff out of my... I was like, there's no enjoyment in that. And then, while they were that close to my face, let's squeeze a spot while they're at it. Let's get in there.
Pulling out all your imperfections.
Oh, let's just get in there on everything. And jeez. Yeah, but anyway, so this is what you women do, isn't it?
It's what we do, but usually we go to professionals to get
professionals,
it done.
All right.
So that we actually come out with two good... looking eyebrows.
Oh, you said that they didn't do a good job. I'll tell them you said that. You'll be in trouble.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.